Chapter 23. Risk Management. Risk is the chance of losing something. Its two dimensions are the probability of occurrence and the extent of exposure to monetary or non-monetary consequences. Since most risks are related to judgments and decisions, the real estate licensee, who makes numerous complex decisions every day, faces a high degree of risk potential. Risk management is a structured approach to dealing with the uncertainties and consequences of risk. In real estate practice, the aim is to reduce risk to an acceptable level through anticipation and planning. Risk management strategies. Four well-established strategies for managing risk are avoidance, reduction, transference, and retention. Not all of these strategies are always possible or available, but a real estate firm or licensee who fails to make a conscious effort to employ one or more of them increases the likelihood of loss from the many potential risks that are always present in the real estate business. Avoidance. Avoidance includes refraining from an activity that carries risk. Complete avoidance of risk in real estate practice is almost impossible. A broker, for instance, may believe that hiring only experienced affiliates eliminates the risk that affiliates will commit license law violations. However, even experienced practitioners may not know the law, and sometimes people break the law deliberately. The risk may be reduced, but it remains. Reduction. Reduction involves taking steps to reduce the probability or severity of a potential loss. However, this strategy may result in reducing risk in one area, only to increase it in another. In real estate practice, one risk reduction tactic is to share responsibility for making a decision. The agent provides the consumer with expertise, and perhaps some advice, but lets the consumer decide how much to offer. In this way, the agent gets some relief from the risks inherent in the buyer's decision to purchase. Transference. Transference means passing the risk to another party, by contract or other means. An insurance policy is the common example, but sometimes the wording of a sales or personal service contract can transfer risk without resorting to insurance. In the real estate business, transference is typically and most successfully accomplished by means of an errors and omissions insurance policy, or E&O, either on the individuals in a firm or on the firm itself. State law may require such insurance. Retention. Retention of risk means entering into an activity in spite of known risks and taking full responsibility for the consequences. This is, in effect, self-insurance, the only strategy left when risk cannot be reduced or transferred, and one has decided not to avoid it because of the desirability of the potential benefits. Risk management procedures. Experience shows that the most practical strategies for risk management in real estate practice are reduction and transference, with procedures focusing on education, disclosure, documentation, and insurance. Education. Education is the first line of defense against risk. When agents are familiar with the forms provided by the office, how and when to complete them, and where to send them, the likelihood of errors is reduced. Likewise, agents need to be able to identify and understand common contract elements, complete contract forms developed by attorneys, and evaluate offers received from co-op agents on their listings without committing a license violation or breach of law. In most states, brokers have a legal obligation to provide training to affiliated licensees. Licensees also have the obligation to seek out appropriate education and training outside the brokerage to ensure that they know how to comply with the law. In addition, licensees must satisfy legal requirements for continuing education, while those who care about personal excellence will seek further education and training to enhance their professional skills. Disclosure. By ensuring that all parties have the information they are entitled to, proper disclosure reduces the risk that clients and customers will accuse a licensee of misleading or inducing them to make a decision with incomplete information. Further, laws in every state require disclosures of one kind or another. Disclosure may be made in writing or verbally, and may or may not require written acknowledgement from the receiving party. Required disclosures usually include agency relationships, property condition, duties and obligations, personal interest in the transaction, and personal interest in referrals. Documentation and record keeping. Documentation provides evidence of compliance with laws and regulations. It proves what clients and customers and licensees said and did in a transaction. Some documentation is required by law. Policy and Procedures Manual. A written and uniformly enforced company policy lets everyone in the firm know what to expect before problems arise. A company procedures manual should spell out how to handle every aspect of the company's business that agents and brokers need to know, from handling consumers' funds and documents, conducting consumer transactions, dealing with MLS-related matters, and placing signage to all procedures prescribed by state or federal law, especially license, banking, and fair housing laws. Adherence to a procedures manual reduces the risk that an individual will inadvertently commit an unlawful act. Whenever changes are made to the policy or procedures manual, each agent should sign the revised manual as evidence that the agent has examined it. Standard forms. Standard forms save time and protect against the unauthorized practice of law. Since they are most often prepared by lawyers familiar with the market area, they can address contingencies that are common in the area in a manner that reflects the real estate laws of the state. On the other hand, a licensee often needs to adapt a standardized form for a client by assisting with filling in blanks, modifying terms, and attaching addenda. The licensee must always remain aware of the limitations the state has placed on such activities. Communication records. Some communications with transaction parties are good and necessary for business. Others are required by law, such as certain disclosures. A transaction checklist is a good tool for managing risk associated with the failure to make required communications to all principals and for keeping track of required communications from co-op agents. Retaining evidence that information has been communicated is a necessary procedure. Electronic communications should be archived on suitable electronic media. Copies of mailed or faxed communications should be maintained in the transaction folder. Maintaining a good record of communications is useful for resolving disagreements where parties dispute what has been said, because it allows the agent to produce a dated document that resolves the issue definitively. Transaction records. State laws require licensees to document transactions. Firms are required to keep written records of all real estate transactions for a number of years, usually 3 to 5, after closing or termination. Required records typically include listing agreements, offers, contracts, closing statements, agency agreements, and disclosure documents. Accounting. In addition to other accounting records, there is the requirement to maintain written accounting of escrow funds. For each transaction, property, and principal, escrow records will include depositor, date of deposit, date of withdrawal, payee, and other information deemed pertinent by the Real Estate Commission. Insurance. Many forms of insurance are available for property owners and managers. Some of these types are also used to manage certain risks of brokers and licensees. General liability. General liability insurance provides coverage for risks incurred by a property owner when the public or a licensee enters the owned property, public liability. The insurer pays the covered claim and legal fees, costs, and expenses, including medical expenses resulting from owner negligence or other causes. This type of insurance does not cover professional liability, for which an errors and omissions policy is necessary. Errors and omissions. Professional liability is of two general types. 1. Unprofessional conduct, a claim that one has failed to carry out fiduciary duties and provide an acceptable standard of care. 2. Breach of contract, a claim that one has failed to perform services under the terms of a contract in a timely manner. The primary method for transferring the professional liability risks of brokers, managers, and licensees is errors and omissions insurance, or E&O. A standard E&O policy provides coverage for damages resulting from any negligent act, error, or omission arising out of professional services. A standard policy does not cover violations of law, fraudulent, dishonest, criminal, or malicious acts, mishandling of escrow monies, earnest money deposits, or security deposits, antitrust violations, sexual harassment, or fair housing violations. E&O insurance, in short, covers mistakes but not crimes. Fire and hazard. The risks of property damage caused by fire, wind, hail, smoke, civil disturbance, and other such causes are covered by fire and hazard insurance. Flood. The risks of property damage caused by floods, heavy rains, snow, drainage failures, and failed public infrastructure such as dams and levees are covered by a specialized flood policy. Regular hazard policies do not include flood coverage. Primary areas of risk. Risks for licensees are present every day in business transactions. Many of these risks carry legal implications, as well as possible financial and professional consequences. Agency. The risks of agency will occur in one of two areas: the requirement to inform and disclose, or the requirement to carry out an agency duty. Most states require agency relationships to be in writing and to be disclosed to all parties to a transaction. State law may spell out agency duties, or the duties may be part of a general agency law. In states that do not use agency, there is still the obligation to explain and disclose the nature of the relationship. Disclosure requirements. A licensee may be acting in a transaction as facilitator, agent, subagent, designated agent, single agent, dual agent, non-agent, or in some capacity. Regardless of status, the licensee must follow state disclosure requirements. These are typically to disclose status verbally to other licensees on initial contact, disclose status verbally to a buyer and seller before providing real estate services, confirm the disclosure in writing before signing a listing agreement or presenting a purchase offer to an unrepresented seller, or before preparing a purchase offer to an unrepresented buyer, and get a signed receipt indicating the written disclosure has been made. Carrying out the duties of agency also require disclosures of personal interest the agent has in a transaction, such as owner or buyer, personal benefit the agent will derive from a service referral, required property and market information, and information about customers a client is entitled to have. Property disclosures. Property condition. Most states require the seller of a residential property to deliver to the buyer a written disclosure or disclaimer about the property's condition, including any material defects the owner knows about. The disclosure is usually required before any purchase contract is accepted, A second disclosure may be required at closing. The licensee should always obtain the party's signatures acknowledging receipt of these disclosures. Depending on the state, the licensee may have no further duty to disclose property condition after properly informing parties of their rights and obligations. However, the licensee may still be subject to legal action for deliberately distorting the facts, intentional misrepresentation, cheating any party, fraud, concealing or failing to disclose adverse facts which the licensee knew about or should have known about, intentional or unintentional misrepresentation. Lead-based paint and other disclosures. Federal law requires sellers of houses built before 1978 to make a lead-based paint disclosure before accepting an offer to purchase. The licensee must tell the seller about this requirement, give the seller the proper disclosure form, and make sure that the buyer receives it. The licensee must also make sure the seller discloses any other circumstances the situation and the law require, which may include wood infestation inspection report, soil test report, subsurface sewage disposal system permit disclosure, impact fees or adequate facilities taxes disclosure, or mold and radon reports or treatments. Advertising. State and federal laws regulate advertising, including the federal fair housing laws, as they pertain to discriminatory advertising and providing of services. Advertising includes electronic communication, social media and networking, and internet marketing. Usage must be consistent with company image and legal requirements. The license laws of most states list illegal advertising actions subject to discipline, such as making any substantial and intentional misrepresentation, making any promise that might cause a person to enter into a contract or agreement when the promise is the one the licensee cannot or will not abide by, making continued and blatant misrepresentations or false promises through affiliate brokers, other persons, or any advertising medium, and making misleading or untruthful statements in any advertising, including the term realtor, when not authorized to do so, and using any other trade name, insignia, or membership in a real estate organization when the licensee is not a member. Committing such acts may result in license suspension or revocation. Authorization and permissions. Licensees should stay within the bounds of the authority granted by the agency agreement or must not do anything requiring permission without first getting that permission in writing. For instance, permission should be obtained before doing any of the following unless the listing agreement specifically grants the authority: post a sign on the property, remove other signs, show the property, or hand out the property condition disclosure. Scope of expertise. Real estate licensees are not, by nature, financial consultants, accountants, appraisers, soil scientists, well diggers, lawyers, decorators, contractors, builders, plumbers, carpenters, inspectors, prognosticators, and a number of other kinds of expert. However, in today's competitive environment, consumers often demand much more from a licensee than the traditional basic services. An agent who fails to live up to prevailing standards may be held liable for negligence, fraud, or violation of state real estate license laws and regulations. At the same time, agents must be particularly careful about the temptation to misrepresent themselves as experts and offer inappropriate expert advice. Disclaimer and referral are always the best risk control procedures to forestall an accusation of misrepresentation from a consumer who claims to have been harmed by reliance on the licensee's non-existent expertise. The exact nature of the services to be provided should be stated as clearly as possible in the listing agreement. Contracting process. According to the Statute of Frauds, contracts that contain incorrect information or are inadequately prepared can pose a serious liability for a licensee. To avoid such a situation, it is imperative for the contract to reflect the terms that the parties have agreed upon in the most accurate and honest manner. The agent must also be careful to comply with the letter of the real estate law. Violations can jeopardize the enforceability of a listing or sales contract, in addition to resulting in criminal prosecution. Unauthorized practice of law. The unintentional practice of law without a license is a great risk in the contracting process, as well as in the representation process. It is illegal for real estate professionals, who are not attorneys, to draw up contracts for transactions they are not involved in, or to charge a separate fee for preparing a contract. Such licensees may fill in blanks or make deletions on a reprinted contract form prepared by a lawyer. While a licensee may make deletions, additions to a form should be drafted by an attorney. The principals themselves can make changes as long as each change is signed or initialed by all signers. Preprinted riders can often be attached as addenda to a contract without an attorney. It is also illegal for real estate licensees who are not lawyers to give legal advice or interpret contract language. Licensees, however, may express opinions. For instance, if a licensee believes that a party has grasped the meaning of a contract, it is permissible to say something like, "Though I am not an attorney, in my opinion, your understanding of this contract is correct." It would be questionable to make a definitive statement like, "That's correct." Fair housing. The risk of violating fair housing laws can be minimized through ongoing education that addresses both the content and the intent of the laws. It is especially necessary for paperwork and documentation to be accurate and concise in a situation where a fair housing issue could arise. Advertising. The Fair Housing Act forbids real estate advertising that mentions race, color, religion, national origin, sex, handicap, or familial status in any way that suggests preference or discrimination. State laws may add other protected categories, such as creed and age. Answering questions. When faced with questions that might lead to a steering charge or other violations of fair housing laws, it is best for the licensee to limit the response to features of the home and to the process of selling, buying, and listing properties, and refer the questioner to someone else to answer questions about such matters as the demographic makeup of the neighborhood. It is illegal for the licensee to voice an opinion based on race, religion, color, creed, national origin, sex, handicap, elderliness, or familial status. The agent should explain this fact to the buyer and be wary of any situation where the agent's behavior might be construed as discriminatory. Listing agreements. Before entering into a listing agreement, a licensee should explain that it is necessary to comply with fair housing laws and obtain the potential client's acknowledgement and agreement. The agent should make it clear that the agent will reject the use of terms indicating race, religion, creed, color, national origin, sex, handicap, age, or familial status to describe prospective buyers. Terminate the listing if the seller uses race, religion, creed, color, national origin, sex, handicap, age, or familial status in the consideration of an offer. And inform the broker if the seller makes any attempt to discriminate illegally. Offers. A seller cannot refuse to sell a property to an individual based on the individual's belonging to a protected class. And if this is attempted, the real estate professional must not be involved. If the seller asks about the color, religion, creed, national origin, ethnicity, age, or familial status of a buyer, the agent must explain that it is illegal to give out such information. The best risk reduction procedure is to treat all buyers and sellers equally, showing no preference for one over another. Rules and regulations. State real estate laws and commissioners' rules and regulations attempt to cover every possible risky situation. Non-compliance poses a direct threat to the legal and financial status of licensee and license in the following general ways. License expiration. License revocation or suspension. Licensee discipline. Or suit for damages. License expiration. Licenses expire because licensees neglect to maintain E&O insurance when required, meet education requirements, or observe correct renewal procedures. License revocation or suspension. Licenses are typically revoked or suspended when a licensee is found guilty of obtaining a license under false pretenses, committing a prohibited act, neglecting to present every written offer as required, neglecting to deliver signed copies of accepted offers to transaction parties as required, failing to make sure that all required terms and conditions are present in a contract to purchase, or handling earnest money and other escrow funds improperly. Licensee discipline. A state real estate commission may assess a civil penalty for violations of statute, rule, or order. Licensees are disciplined for acting without a license when a license is required, demanding a referral fee without a reasonable cause, entering into a net listing, trying to induce another licensee's client to end or charge an existing agency contract, paying a commission to an unlicensed individual or company, receiving an illegal referral fee, rebate, or kickback, or practicing with an expired license. Misrepresentation. Misrepresentation may be unintentional or intentional. Unintentional misrepresentation. This type of misrepresentation occurs when a licensee unknowingly conveys inaccurate information to a consumer concerning a property, financing, or agency service. False or inaccurate information that the licensee, as a professional, should have known to be false or inaccurate may be included in the definition. Those found guilty generally have to pay fines and may be disciplined by state real estate regulators and professional organizations. Risky areas for unintentional misrepresentation include making and reporting measurements, describing property, offering opinions about future growth and development of a neighborhood or neighboring property, making declarative statements about the presence or absence of hazardous materials. The risks of unintentional misrepresentation are reduced if an agent learns to measure and calculate areas accurately, relies on measurements reported by others only with extreme caution and specific disclaimers, refrains from exaggeration, and avoids stating opinions a consumer might take for expertise. Intentional misrepresentation. Also known as fraud, this kind of misrepresentation occurs when a licensee knowingly conveys false information about a property, financing, or service. Fraud is a criminal act that may result in fines and incarceration, in addition to discipline from state regulators and professional organizations. Recommending providers. There are several risks attending the recommendation of vendors and service providers to a consumer. First, the consumer may not be satisfied with the performance of the recommended party and blame the licensee. Second, in cases where a recommended provider performs illegal acts, there may be legal consequences for the licensee. Third, if a licensee has a business relationship with a recommended vendor or provider and neglects to disclose the fact, there are license violation consequences. Trust fund handling. State laws prescribe how licensees must handle any escrow or earnest money deposits they receive. Those laws usually state that a broker must hold money received in connection with a purchase or lease of real property in a trust fund account. The type of account and financial depository are specified. The broker must record receipt of the money and place that money in the trust account within a specified time period. Usually, The law allows the broker to hold an earnest money check uncashed until the offer is accepted, provided the buyer gives written permission and the seller is informed. Commingling and conversion. Mixing of personal or company funds with client funds is grounds for the revocation or suspension of a real estate license. Depositing client funds in a personal or business account, or using them for any purpose other than the client's business, is also grounds for suspension or revocation of a license. It is important for the broker to remove commissions, fees, or other income earned by the broker from a trust account within the period specified by law to avoid committing an act of commingling. Chapter 23 Snapshot Review. Risk Management Strategies. Two dimensions of risk: size and probability. Risk management is a structured approach to uncertainty. Avoidance: refrain from risky activity. Reduction: reduce probability, share responsibility. Transference: pass risk by contract and insurance. Retention: accept risk, self-insurance. Risk management procedures. Education: train in laws, forms and procedures, job performance. Disclosure: provide information to reduce misunderstanding of lawsuits. Agency, property condition, duties, personal interest. Documentation and record keeping. Maintain evidence of compliance: manuals, forms, records, contracts, accounting, other documents. Insurance: general liability, E&O, fire and hazard, flood, casualty, workers, personal property, consequential loss, surety bond. Primary areas of risk. Agency: main failures to inform and disclose to fulfill duties. Disclosures: verbal, written, signed receipt. Agency relationship and duties: personal interest in transaction, required information. Duties: to all, honesty, fairness, care, skill, required disclosures, additional clients, diligence, loyalty, obedience, confidentiality, accounting, full disclosure. Conflicts of interest arise from failing to put clients' interest first. Confidentiality duty lasts forever. Laws define what is confidential, how to treat and dispose of information. Penalties include loss of transaction, compensation, fees and costs, damages, license. Property disclosures. Property condition: lead-based paint, other conditions. Disclosure may discharge liability. Failure to disclose may be construed as misrepresentation. Listing and selling process. Areas of risk include listing agreement accuracy, comparative market analysis results, closing cost estimates, advertising, authorizations and permissions, exceeding expertise. Contracting process. Contracts for real estate must be in writing. Inaccuracy endangers contract. Other risks include illegal forms, omitted elements, lapsed contingencies, and wrong data. Unauthorized practice of law. Non-lawyers may fill in blanks and delete words on standard contract forms. No legal advice to public allowed. Fair housing. Advertising may not state preference, limitation, or discrimination based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, handicap, or familial status. Agent must not be involved with discriminatory actions of a client or customer. Antitrust. Government prosecutes cooperative arrangements that raise prices or reduce consumer choices. Sherman Antitrust Act outlaws restraint of trade. Clayton Act outlaws practices that harm competition. Federal Trade Commission Act outlaws unfair methods of competition. Violations punishable by government criminal and civil actions, as well as by private lawsuits, fines, damages, and imprisonment possible. Rules and regulations. Violators of state rules and regulations risk license expiration, revocation, suspension, and other disciplines. Prime causes of discipline include commission of prohibited acts, practicing with an expired license, disclosure failures, earnest money mishandling. Misrepresentation. Unintentional misrepresentation. Inaccurate information conveyed unknowingly, subject to fines and license discipline, occurs most often in measurements and property descriptions. Intentional misrepresentation. Fraud, knowingly conveying false information, criminal act subject to fines, license discipline, and incarceration. Recommending providers. Risks include consumer dissatisfaction, possible vicarious liability for illegal acts committed by a recommended provider, undisclosed business relationship, RESPA violation, as well as license violation. Best practice. Do not recommend any vendors, or provide a list of trusted vendors with no recommendation and a disclaimer. Financing and closing. Risk areas include fair housing and ECOA violations, fail transactions because of agent failure to monitor contingency period, failure to ensure proper disclosure of closing costs, RESPA violations. Trust fund handling. Risk areas include mishandling of earnest money deposits, commingling and conversion of trust funds, errors in use of trust accounts.